According to the Gospel of Mary and other early church doctrines, Josh Will, did you know that there was a Gospel of Mary? I must have missed this one. In a church, please, there's no Gospel of Mary. Well, that's kind of what I thought, but, you know, what do I know? Where might I find this Gospel of Mary? By the way, it can't be called a gospel of anything unless it was made a gospel. Might have to play the air raid warning siren. How do we know which ones are gospels and which ones aren't? Well, I don't know. Some entity called, what do they call it? Wait a minute, man. Miniature, I can name it in four notes.
Is it gospel or gospel?
No, it's gospel, gospel, gospel. Gospel, gospel, whatever. It's gospel. How does it become a gospel? Who made that determination?
God?
No.
No?
Well, it's the holy inerrant word of God, but who called them, which ones are gospels and which ones aren't gospels?
Oh, the apostles.
Oh, no, that would be called the church. When it assembled the Bible together, or the Biblia Sancta, as it's called. Because there are other alleged gospels that are not part of the Bible. I'm not familiar with this Gospel of Mary business.
We do
though.
Know that they who they are according to in each one.
Yes. according to the Gospel of Mary and other church or early church documents, note she spells church lowercase. What church, Miss Wood? What lowercase church in the first century are you referring to? Can I go visit it and get a fridge magnet? Mary, the mother of Jesus, was most likely betrothed to Jesus' earthly father, Joseph, at the age of 12. Though she possibly was as old as 14, as a betrothed virgin girl, the responsibility for Mary's care had transferred from her father to adult widower, Joseph, who had legal rights over her. Jewish girl in Mary's time would have been betrothed for a year before a wedding and formally commencing cohabitation and sexual relations. Well, because she was a virgin, Miss Wood, there were no sexual relations. At some point during that year, and there were none to look forward to either, when Mary was still a virgin and legally Joseph's responsibility, she became pregnant with Jesus. I'm reading this narrative so you don't have to go there and look at it yourself. It is highly unlikely Jesus was conceived as the result of a youthful romance. Is this an open-ended question? I didn't know that there was a question here. Who knew that Shakespeare got the idea for Romeo and Juliet from Mary and some horn dog in Nazareth? Oh, horn dog, wherefore art thou, oh, horn dog of Nazareth? Who knew these things? I didn't know. Had Mary been prosecuted for an extramarital sexual relationship and convicted of adultery, she, at the age of 12, would have received a barbaric sentence of execution by stoning. When Joseph learned she was pregnant, he followed the guidance of the angel Gabriel, who, by the way, is not guarding you anymore, Miss McDavitt Wood, and mercifully assumed paternal responsibility for Jesus. Mary was not a wild child, but a girl living in a rigid patriarchal world who was raped by her husband, a soldier or some other predator. In the biblical narrative that you idiots follow, I added that, that predator was God. God the Father overshadowed the child bride, Mary, impregnating her with his only, one and only son, the reported Savior of the world. Hey, I got a question, Ms. McDevitt. Why don't you just put Savior in air finger quotation marks? Wouldn't that have been easier? That way, if we air finger quotation mark air thing, it's all subjective and up for debate. The men who wrote the Bible claimed Mary submitted obediently when she became the mother of God. That does not mean she was not raped. I'm telling you, folks, the demons are ascended. They come for the children, and they're not going to take no for an answer. This is demonically inspired psychobabble here. This woman needs a rubber room. The men in white coats, if they still exist, need to show up in the paddy wagon, throw a straitjacket on her, throw her in the back of the wagon, and have her committed before it's too late. She was raped, says Miss Sarah McDavid Wood, because she could not possibly have consented. Consent to impregnation presumes a relationship of equals, which cannot possibly be presumed between a 12-year-old girl and an omnipotent Father God. A lot of pronouncements here that are very new and shocking, I'm sure, to many people. For instance, did you know that to consent to becoming impregnated means that you are an equal, if you're a female, with the impregnator? What does equal mean? Can you define it? You can't just throw equal out there and not define it. Is there a definition for what equal is? Again, I'll point out, this is why you have to take Philosophia Perennis, so you can see the illogic of this and you can blow 50 caliber size holes in it easily. What does equal mean? Define it. Equal in what fashion? Now, are men and women who are husband and wife equal before the eyes of God? Yeah, they are. As husband and wife, sacramental husband and wife, sure. Well, that's the extent of it. We shall continue with the psychobabble. The youngest age of consent in the United States is 16. Well, there you go. Hey, it's all I needed to know. If it ain't legal in America, it couldn't have been legal in Nazareth. Stupid, barbaric, hick, hayseed, Nazarean idiots. And what about that dummy, Luke, that wrote this entire narrative? What a maroon, as Bug Bunny would say. I'm reading from this god-awful piece, and it's appropriate to use that terminology, god-awful.